The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a great gospel passage we have here for this first week of Advent. It's a little bit edgier, I think, than we see at first glance. But there's a lot going on. I mean, to begin with, I think it's probably most significant, and it's likely what I'll come back to, is this sense of what faith is. You know, we think of like what faith is. Yeah, I have faith, and there's a higher power. There's something beyond me, right? This kind of vague whatever. And this is not New Testament faith. That's simply not New Testament faith. New Testament faith is faith in, say, the authority of God, alive and active in Jesus and as Jesus, right? It's God taking flesh as Jesus of Nazareth. That's faith. And faith that Jesus has the authority of God. He has the creative power of God. That's faith. It's centered totally on Jesus. So I think it's like this, my first kind of swing at things this morning is to say, what is our faith? Is our faith Jesus-centric? If it's not, it's lacking some of its power as Christian faith. We want to be Christian. We want to be Jesus followers, right? We want to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves. We have to be centered on Jesus. We have to trust Jesus. We have to see in him the authority, the power of God, and we have to give ourselves over to him. He's our king, right? He rules over us. He rules in us. He rules through us, right? It's all about Jesus. The story is all about Jesus. And Jesus has to be the central character in our story as well. Can't be like, I'm gonna think about God more this Advent. Okay, good. Well, we're gonna think about God more. Look at Jesus. And as we see the definitive revelation of God in him. So anyway, this is New Testament faith, and this is the faith that we are called to, we are summoned to ourselves, is to have New Testament faith. New Testament faith of the sort of this Gentile, the commander of the enemy army, right? Do we see that? Did we see that at first glance? Did we see here? Jesus says, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We say, oh, that's nice, yeah. Like Jesus going to gather everybody, right? Well, that's true, but the east and the west, they were the Gentiles, they're the non-Jews. And this is the whole narrative, is that Jesus is among his people Israel to revitalize them according to the plan and purpose of God, which is to bring his blessing to the nations. Something that in his estimation, in Jesus' estimation, and in the estimation of the early church, Israel was not doing. So then Jesus, of course, gathers 12 to himself. He's forming a new Israel who is going to live to the calling of God and bring his blessing to the nations. And this then is an advanced sign of that, because this man doesn't belong to the Jewish people. It's not an Israelite. But already the blessing is coming to him through Jesus, even though Jesus, in his estimation, right, and of course he's absolutely right, just using somewhat less direct words, but Jesus, in his estimation, is sent to the house of Israel. So this is an advanced sign of the fact that God's blessing will come to the world through Israel. Jesus is the new Israel, and then we are part of his new Israel movement, right? We've been gathered to him in order to do for the world what God always promised would happen. Okay, so that's going on here. Like I said, it's a bit edgy because the people of Jesus' day would have seen themselves more as a purity project. Like let's shut the borders down and let's be like the good people that God intended us to be, and he's going to bless us. And to hell with the rest. To hell with the other nations. Right? It's just about us in that sense. We're God's chosen people. We're the light of the world. We're going to keep it for ourselves. And so this, if there's any temptation at all in us of making this season, the Advent season, a purity project where we're going to grow into the best version of ourselves without any reference to the people around us and even to the praise of God, then we're doing it completely wrong. It's not about me being so great. And I say that as someone who is so great, right? So it's not about us being so great. It's not about us being so great. I know, I look at all the looks. It's funnier than you think. It's not about us being so great. It's about us living to the plan and purpose of God. And that means that we're meant to pour ourselves out. It means that we pour ourselves out in praise of God. And it's only by having our hearts purified by praise of God, by worshiping him, by his being the absolute center of our hearts and lives, right? By Jesus being the absolute center of our hearts and lives, that we can exercise God's wise and loving rule wherever we go, that we can pour ourselves out recklessly no matter where Jesus sends us. But that's the dynamic, yeah? This is what then we're living for this season. It's not growth in whatever, right? It's a ego aggrandizement. I mean, it's not like ego inflation, like self. I want to be the greatest. I want to be the best. Even in the realm of right religion, it's about I want to give myself away. I want to live for God, and I know that living for God means pouring myself out. We see it in every page of the scripture. And again, if we have any shot at doing that, it's all Jesus. It's all Jesus. And you know what? He gives us his season. So he's going to make it so. It's ours to pray, to praise him, to entrust ourselves to him, and then follow his lead. Right? The promptings of the Holy Spirit. Are our hearts still drowsy, or are we being vigilant? Right? What are the promptings of the Holy Spirit? And let's pray that we might hear the call of Christ today, that we might also heed him, trust him, and follow where he leads.